Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca. There are so many things to be thankful for, but how much time do you spend every day being thankful? It's interesting when you look for negative things, you find them, but when you take the time to be thankful, you can actually see how much you have. Well, we have a very interesting lesson titled Give Thanks. And we are going to be talking about things that you should be thankful for. Here are a couple questions for you. First, what are you thankful for? And second, who are you thankful for? I hope that you spend some time thinking about these questions as we go over today's lesson. We'll open up your magazine and let's begin.
Give thanks. Take time to say thank you to the special people in your life. Today, in honor of Thanksgiving, many Americans will express their thanks to God. Any day, though, is a great time to show your appreciation to others. Where to begin? Parents. Chances are, your parents have been putting your needs ahead of their own for years. Let them know how much you appreciate everything they've done for you. Tell them face to face or write them a letter. Brothers and sisters, they were your first friends, and your relationship is one that lasts a lifetime. Why not tell them how glad you are to be in the same family?
Welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 appreciate 这个动词。appreciate 是指感激或感谢。例如 when I was feeling down, you comforted me. I really appreciate that. 当我心情沮丧的时候你安慰了我真的很感谢你所做的。appreciate 也指欣赏。例如 not many appreciate that writer's style. 不是很多人欣赏那位作家的风格。它的名词是 appreciation, A-P-P-R-E-C-I-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 this little something is a token of my appreciation for your help. 这个小礼物代表我对您的帮助的感谢。继续我们看的是 lifetime 这个名词。Lifetime 是指一生之久或终身。例如 marriage is a commitment that should last a lifetime. 婚姻应该是持续一生之久的承诺。或者是 Mark sees traveling around the world his lifetime goal. Mark 把环游世界当作他一生的目标。或者是 this kind of opportunity only arises once in a lifetime. 这种机会一生只会出现一次。
So Gabe, our lesson is all about giving thanks.
Yes.
You know, being thankful. So can you tell me, what are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for, Rebecca? Yeah. There are way too many things that I am thankful for. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thankful for my family and for my friends. I'm thankful for the chance to be able to be here at Studio Classroom teaching. I think I have a pretty good teaching partner, too.
Yeah, you should just say thank you to me.
Should I say thank you to you?
Yeah.
But, okay.
Because, you know, we teach together. Okay, I will show you how it's done.Thank you so much, Gabe, for working together, working with me, and helping me out.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah, it has been great. No, it's been really fun, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking,
yeah.
I want to say thank you. I need to think of something to be thankful for. You know what I mean? I'm just kidding, Rebecca. I am very thankful for you because you're not only a good teaching partner, you're also a good friend. And friends, if you haven't had a chance to talk to Rebecca in person, she is one of the most positive people I know.So it really is a very encouraging atmosphere that she creates. Whenever you're around her, she just is a very uplifting person. Is that good, Rebecca?
Gabe,
I am thankful for you for many reasons.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much. Now I'm ready to start our lesson. I hope you are too, friends. Well, in our lesson, we read, take time to say thank you to the special people in your life.So, who are some of those special people in your life? Why don't you take a few moments and let them know how much you appreciate them for who they are?
That's right. Now, of course, you can say thank you any day of the year, but there's a special day every year. That is Thanksgiving. Today, in honor of Thanksgiving, many Americans will express their thanks to God. Okay, so I mentioned friends and family and my job and Rebecca earlier. Now, of course, we can always give thanks to God, and we should always have a thankful attitude towards God.
Now remember, any day, though, is a great time to show appreciation to others. I like the next section of our lesson, where to begin. Parents, chances are your parents have been putting your needs ahead of their own for years. There's a couple things we want to talk about in this sentence, and the first is chances are, and you can see those words right here on the screen.
That's right. Chances are. So for example, if you are watching television right now or listening to the radio, chances are you are among the top 10% wealthiest people in the world. You might not feel like it, but it's true.
That's a great example. Okay, well, let's say that you're taking a speech class.
Okay.
And your teacher told you that you're going to have to give your speech on Monday. Well, it's Monday. Chances are you're going to have to give your speech on Monday, so you better be prepared.
You better be prepared. Well, here's another one, friends. You know, sometimes restaurants can get pretty crowded. I like to go to a restaurant around 11:45, but now it's 12 o'clock. Chances are the restaurant is already crowded with people for lunch.
Oh, that's a great example. Well, there's something else in this sentence that we want to take a look at, mm-hmm. and that is to put your needs ahead of their own. If you put someone else's needs ahead of your own, that means that you're thinking about their needs before your own needs.
So, do you put others' needs ahead of your own? Or are you always just thinking about what you need first? Of course, the example that our lesson gives is that our parents have been putting our needs ahead of ours for most of our lives. And I think that's true. Most people take their parents for granted because they do put your needs ahead of their own.
Exactly. Well, right now, we have a very special treat. We have a little video.
Yes, we do. It's a fun music video. Actually, Rebecca and I were involved in this music video. Okay. Let's check it out.
Why not?
It's kind of fun.
Obviously.
that was a lot of fun. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have been in that music video. Aren't you, Rebecca?
I am very thankful for the opportunity. And I'm also thankful for the opportunity to be in the music video with you. It was great, Gabe, because I was there playing the piano and you were on your drums doing your, you know, drumming.
And that other guy, Steve from the Info Cloud. I'm thankful for him, too. He's actually been a great friend over the years. Well, friends, we're trying to express our thanks, and I think it's a good idea for all of us to express our thanks to the important people in our lives. While we continue here learning about parents, let them know how much you appreciate everything they've done for you. And Rebecca, that's kind of fun. That word everything is not just in regular font. It's italicized. Mm-hmm. You want to let them know how much you appreciate them. You appreciate everything they've done for you.
Exactly. And you know, I don't really feel like I spend enough telling my parents how much I appreciate them. Because when I think about all the sacrifices my mom has made for me, it just amazes me.
Yes.
And I know that a lot of moms make a lot of sacrifices.
Yeah, your mom really sacrificed a lot for you, Rebecca.
How would you know?
Well, I can tell. No, I'm just kidding. Let's continue here. Tell them face-to-face or write them a letter. Okay, so there's many ways to express your thanks. But don't just stop there. What about your siblings?
Right, your brothers and sisters. They were first friends, and your relationship is one that lasts a lifetime.
Or they were your first friends.
Oh, right, yeah. They were your first friends. Mm-hmm. So why not tell them how glad you are to be in the same family? I should do that. I should do that tonight, actually.
Well, yeah, this is a great day to express thanks. Friends, we do have more to learn about friends next. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. I'm very glad and thankful that you are joining us here today for a lesson on being thankful. Give thanks. Show your thanks to your parents, to your brothers and sisters, and your friends. That's coming up now.
Give thanks. Friends. Unlike sisters and brothers, your friends can be chosen by you. The best ones will be there for you in good times and bad times. They will encourage you when you're down and celebrate with you when you're happy. Be an equally good friend and tell them how thankful you are for their friendship. Teachers. Express gratitude to those teachers who have inspired you. Showing appreciation is a great habit, and today is a good time to start.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 thankful 这个形容词。Thankful 是指感到感恩的或者是感激的。例如 I'm so thankful for my family. They're always there for me. 我为我的家人感到感谢，因为他们总是支持我。或者是 having been in such a terrible accident, I'm very thankful that I'm still alive. 经历这么可怕的意外之后，我非常感恩我还能活着。所以我们看的是 gratitude 这个名词。Gratitude 是指感激之情或谢意。例如 I wrote this card to show my gratitude for your generosity. 我写这张卡片为了要表达对您的慷慨付出的感恩。它的形容词是 grateful, G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L, 意思也是感谢的。和 thankful 的分别是 thankful 也可以指一种心态，不需要有特别的对象。但是 grateful 是比较针对某件事或对象而感到感激。例如 I'm really grateful for what you did for my family. 我很感谢你对我的家人的关照。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, here we're talking about your friends. And if you go down a couple of lines, we read, They will encourage you when you're down and celebrate with you when you're happy. And this actually reminds me of a scripture verse in the Bible. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep.
Yeah, and that's not always as easy as it sounds. Maybe your coworker got a raise. More money, right? You wanted more money, but you're still going to rejoice with your coworker. Maybe your friend's pet turtle died. You don't really care about turtles, but you will still weep with your friend. You will feel bad with him.
That's right. Now, we saw these words when you're down. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between feeling down and feeling depressed? I think the guys in the info cloud would like to answer this question.
Good.
If someone is feeling down, they're feeling downcast or depressed.
Now be careful when you use this word depressed. Used in a general sense, depressed just means to be sad or upset about something. But depressed is also the adjective of depression, which is a psychological disorder.
Right. In clinical terms, to be depressed means to feel chronic sadness to the point of not being able to function in life. Depression can affect our eating and sleeping and how we act. A depressed person does not feel like doing anything, and that feeling can last for weeks or months. It's a serious illness that, if you have it, you should definitely seek help.
But when people say they feel down, they generally don't mean they're suffering from depression. They're just feeling unhappy. Other ways to describe this feeling is feel blue or feel blah.
Mm-hmm. Now, one might also feel down in the dumps. Jonathan is feeling down in the dumps because his girlfriend just left him.
But I'm sure he'll be okay in a few days. Another related but slightly different expression is down and out. This is originally a boxing metaphor referring to a fighter who has physically fallen down and is out or unconscious.
As an idiom, down and out describes someone who is penniless and maybe even homeless. Someone who is down and out has fallen on hard times.
如果一个人觉得 down, 他一定是感到情绪低落、消沉、沮丧。除了用 down, 也可以用 blue 或口语的 blah, I feel so blah today. 另一个跟 down 相关的字是 depressed, 这个字是指沮丧的，但 depressed 还有另一个意思，表示患有忧郁症的。所以用这个字要注意。另外呢 ,feel down in the dumps 是一个惯用语。它也可以表示情绪低落 ,uzut。还有 down and out, 这个片语意思就不太一样。down and out 是落魄潦倒的意思。一个公司倒闭了以后，昔日的老板变得 down and out。希望你永远不会是 down and out。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
It's not fair.
Well, what's not fair, Junior?
My dad won't buy me a new cell phone. Everyone else has one, and I want one too.
Everyone else?
Well, everyone except Molly.
And why not Molly?
Her mom and dad don't have much money.
Well, Junior, do your parents have a lot of money?
Well, no.
Aha! Then maybe they can't afford to get you one.
Right. Molly says we should be thankful for what we have.
Molly's right. Show your appreciation instead of complaining.
Well...
And Thanksgiving is a perfect time to start.
How do I show appreciation?
Let your mom and dad know how much you appreciate the things they do for you.
My parents?
Yeah, tell them face to face or write them a letter.
Well, okay, I'll write a letter.
Great, and tell your sister how glad you are that she's part of your family.
Well, okay, I can do that.
Yeah, don't forget to thank your friends. They care about you in good times and bad.
Well, okay. I'll send them a text. Oh, wait. Oh, I can't. I don't have a cell phone.
Well, call them on the house phone.
Okay.
And remember, express your gratitude to teachers who have inspired you.
Well, okay. Wow. I have so many people to thank. Where do I begin?
Well, begin with me.
Good idea. Thank you, Grandpa.
Oh.
Today in the United States, people everywhere are celebrating Thanksgiving. Some are doing so by expressing their thanks to God for what He has done for them. And this is also a day to show one's appreciation to others. Parents often put their children's needs ahead of their own. So if you know this is true for you, this is a good time to show how much you appreciate what they've done for you. And also, it's a good time to tell your brothers and sisters how glad you are to be in the same family with them, because these are relationships that last a lifetime. And it's also a good time to tell your friends how thankful you are for them. You chose these friends, and your best friends will be with you through good times and bad, and encourage you and also celebrate with you. And what about that teacher that's inspired you? You know, showing appreciation is a good habit anytime. So why not start today?
Thanks, Linda. Well, don't forget to thank your teachers.
You're welcome. And we are very thankful for you as well. And thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Goodbye.